Welcome back. This is Red Barn Radio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style.
8 minutes to live, 8 minutes to die. Been traveling long, been working so hard. Traveling long, been working so hard. I would lay down. Why would lay down like you should lay with me now? Would we learn our mistake that the earth done too? Is that how we all spin? Now egos burn. If we knew all the day, would they charge our fate? The last sunset could never be free. Our earthly cares would simplify. 8 minutes to I'd forgo the world for 8 minutes with you. So hard, I would lay down. I would lay down like you should lay with me now. Been traveling long, been working so hard. I would lay down. I would lay down like you should lay with me now.
So on this dairy farm, were you the only child? You have siblings?
I was the youngest. My middle brother, he had a crack at farming for a while, but it wasn't for him. And I knew from the get-go it wasn't going to be for me. But I worked on the farm growing up. Yeah. So my older brother, he was 5 years older than me, and he did it professionally for a while. And then eventually mum and dad sold the farm and moved on and bought their first house in their 50s.
Ah, all right. What did you carry, though, from that experience?
Australia and America, it's an interesting comparison. Similar land mass when you look at the mainland of America and Australia, like very similar in size, extremely different in population. So space is something that we have.
Yeah.
And where I live is still relatively populated. But if you drive, 6 or 8 hours and you start hitting that desert, it just opens out and there's just really open space.
Is that outback?
That is, yes. I'm right down the bottom, so it's the green belt. If you go around the edge from where I am all the way up to Queensland, the north of Queensland, it's green all the way around the edge. But if you drive 3-4 hours, even an hour or two inland, it starts to dry out. The outback means you're getting off the beaten track. You're getting away from population. You're getting into the wider open spaces. That's kind of what the outback means to us. So where I am is pretty lush and green, and a lot of the Irish and Scottish immigrants moved there and started farms and stuff. And we have introduced species of trees that are deciduous, because there's no native deciduous trees in Australia.
Ah.
No. If you go to California, if you go to Golden Gate Park in California, that's what it feels like where I'm from, because there's lots of eucalyptus trees and the Monterey cypress pines and Macrocarpa cypress pines from California. They're everywhere where I live, because the farmers planted them for windbreaks, which is kind of strange. It's an odd little thing that we have where I'm from. So yeah, the coast of California, like the eucalypts and the cypress trees, that's sort of where I'm from, with open grassland.
Huh.
Thank you. So this banjo here is it's made out of entirely out of Australian timbers. It's Australian blackwood, so it's actually Otway blackwood, which is the national park. The tree fell over in the national park, and I met someone who milled up that timber. And so it's a four ply bent banjo rim. I made up all the jigs and stuff to do that, and it's got mulga cap. It's got a mulga fretboard, which is a very dense, hard desert timber from Australia. It's got a gidgee headstock. Timbers, it's called. It's called mulga. This is blackwood. Blackwood's very similar to koa, like Hawaiian koa. Almost identical. Hawaiian koa, if anything, has slightly larger pores to my eye, but very similar. It's a very good tone wood. So I've got access to blackwood where I come from, and I use it a lot in my guitar making as well. Okay. It's a very beautiful timber, and it sounds good. But look, I got into instrument making when I was 19, 26 years ago. My uncle introduced me to a guitar maker who's since become a very good friend. And I also know Steve Gilchrist, who a lot of your listeners will know. He's a mandolin maker. So he lives right near. In fact, he used to live a kilometre from where I live now, his workshop. So he's an incredible mandolin maker. So Pete and Steve, they both live in the same town and sort of have worked together at different times. So particularly Peter Daffy's been a very good mentor to me, just sort of, you know, a brain's trust. But it's been a lot of figuring stuff out for myself, really, just like my playing, I guess.
Yeah.
Because Dad was a woodworker, well, he is a woodworker, like, you know, in his spare time. He started making instruments too, which is cool, since I've made all the jigs and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't do it commercially, but I thought about it, but I decided, you know, how many ways can one person lose money? Be a songwriter and an instrument maker. But that said, the going rate is a bit better over here. In Australia, it can be pretty tough to find enough people to sell instruments to, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Yeah.
When the smoke comes, you'll see it in the sky, and you'll feel it in your throat. It'll linger when you cry. Particles of dust and the rain that never came, will combine with filthy vapor and falls another day. Fiery tongue of conceit, the smoke that curled in the distance now burns beneath your feet. A proceeded warn the truth before your eyes. We've made our bids with lies and a dawn. Those flames, don't you've lit them before the whole world, a battleground when all you see. is war. You know those flames, don't you? You've lit them before. The whole world, a battleground with all. The sea is
I went to university and I followed the sort of conventional thread, I guess, which was great. You know, I really enjoyed working with young people and I still do. But I sort of got to a point where it wasn't compatible with my creative output and desires, mm-hmm. I guess. I had a really horrible boss at the time and I just, that was sort of a good catalyst in bad circumstances for me to just pull the pin and get out.
Where were you at, though, say, for instance, with your guitar playing by the time you were studying to teach?
Being from rural Victoria, you know, we only had about two radio stations. It was one youth radio station called Triple J, which has its positives and its negatives, but that was my one in, because, you know, I'm in my mid-40s, so, you know, this is back in the days before the internet. Looking back about what I was into at the time, my brother used to get, you know, the hottest 100 types, the hottest hits, you know, sort of stuff. And I always found myself veering towards bands like the Chili Peppers or, you know, Collective Soul or, you know, the sort of the very scant little tidbits of real, I'm not going to use the term real music, what I consider music that I like, yeah. You know. Uh-huh. I sort of found my way to those things. I think if I discovered Tom Waits when I was a 12-year-old, it would have just spoke to me in volumes, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I was a pretty odd kid, you know. I've still got a very strange sense of humour, so all that sort of stuff speaks to me. So in terms of guitar playing, I'm self-taught, same with banjo playing. And as, I don't know, I've just been a slow burn, I guess, as the years have gone by. I've picked up different tricks, made up some new tricks. I mean, growing up in Ellerslie, where I grew up, I just wanted to be in the best darn cover band that Warrnambool had ever seen, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But that was kind of the career path that I could see as a musician. But, you know, things change, evolve.
Oh, I love you so much, it's unkind. Like the world's gonna end, stars collide in my mind, and I don't wish, I don't wish to lie, but my darling, I'm sure gonna try. It's just me, me and you. What we got ourselves into. Thank you. me and you. What we got ourselves into. Love me too, two lifetimes tonight, and give me three. Ourselves into beautiful blue, beautiful blue, beautiful blue,
to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show.
The Red Barn Radio theme was written and performed by the Lucy Becker Band. More information is available on social media at Lucy Becker Music.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kathy Stamps.
And I'm Forrest Leffler.
There are many people to thank for our broadcast. First, Nigel Wern, our guest on this program. We want to thank all of you for listening to our webcast and watching us on social media, and those listening to us on our growing network of Red Barn stations and media worldwide. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall, in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our programs. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Now, the way that Nigel is tuning up that Gretsch, it tells me that he's willing to play one more tune for us, and I'd love to close out the evening that way.
Well, this is a song I wrote for my wife. The Greek goddess, my wife isn't a Greek goddess, but the Greek goddess Minerva was the goddess of wisdom and war, amongst other things. Anyway, this goes like this. Like a child with her ear to the ground. What happens if we don't hear the song of lovers gone wrong in the lessons of old? Did our eyes suddenly go blinded by back screen blue light? I fear the smoke escaped from the bottle. Each other, the chorus the same, but the verses needed color. We found our other before the union of strange, my Minerva and lover. We found ourselves a home. Thanks very much.
Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style, the best music from the roots of the South, and sharing this music with the world.